From PR News in Washington, I'm clutching pillows loaded on buses. Lance Armstrong has been charged in connection with the killings of Shiite Muslims in Mexico. Hundreds of Jewish settlers in Cancun alone were ordered to evacuate hotels and other residences.
Many were hanged, others were shot.
The BBC's bad. Saddam Hussein has added more than a minute to his overall Tour de France lead during a difficult mountain stage in southern Niger.
He says children in Niger died before reaching PR News.
There's just a week to go in the race, and Saddam now leads his nearest rival by 2 minutes and 46 seconds. A criminal case has been filed against PR News, Washington.
You can kill a man by shoving an ice pick into the base of his...
Break it up!
Oh,
go on home!
I've been afraid a lot of times in my life.
Good.
But I didn't know the real meaning of fear until I had kissed...
The Soul Genius.
No.
The Hospice of St. Bernard stands feet up on the Alpine Italy. Famed for their Keen's Monastery, St. Bernard dogs lose their way through the pass.
Sheriff, come on.
Oh, wait! You wouldn't chew my paw!
Oh, don't worry, Opie. Any other time.
Welcome to Monsanto's Plastic Future, constructed entirely of plastic, made of plastic. Hardly a natural material appears in anything the future. Financed by Monsanto, the almost unlimited flexibility of plastic, gracious living, and convenience. And convenience, the future.
Welcome to Thought at www.thought.org. I'm a young shepherd, a charmer, and a warrior, a scheming, vengeful murderer. Welcome to Thought.
My pleasure.
And the rest is history.
I want the whole world listening to a grinning imbecile that comes at you and will say anything and do anything and smile anything to get your money. And I talk about money, maybe you can understand. People that don't get it. Idiots out there with your mentality that's been sucked on. And I'm not going to bother to say it again. You're an expert. I didn't do a PhD at Stanford University. I'm addressing my remarks and have a worldwide network to talk to morons. Now, all you that love me, get on. Love me.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of pain.
Don't miss out on a big turd full of flavor. An exciting treat to eat every morning.
In 1953, while working on an amateur experimental television, a build-it-yourself TV, he stepped into a puddle of water and suddenly was transported into a spiritual realm. I had what we called his immaculation, the divine immaculation of Bob, at which point the spirit of this alien space god, millions of years old, calling itself Jehovah One, entered Bob and informed Bob as his new prophet that for thousands of years this monster alien had been masquerading as the one true God, causing people to do all kinds of ridiculous things just to win a bet with some other god it was dealing with. And then it was time to really cash in on all this. And he told Bob that since time began, there has been a conspiracy not of clever manipulating rich guys, although there are enough of those as well, but a conspiracy of the plain, ordinary, garden variety, normal people against all weirdos. And I don't mean just the weirdos that wear antlers on their heads at Starwood. I'm talking about anybody who's slightly weird is facing a conspiracy of the normals. And the sad thing about that is, it's not even if it was a clever conspiracy, maybe we could fight it. But it doesn't even know it is a conspiracy.
Dear Mother, I am writing you this letter on the 5th of... I know that you told me things with every habit. Please do not hard to surviving. Mama, America is a rush or not. For besides harmonicas, they also mass produce automobiles and radios and your son.
Bob?
The drive and the dream has become a reality. He has turned plastic into concert harmonicas and clarentinas and pipe bags. And though it sounds unbelievable,
Bob.
Makes almost half the harmonicas in the world.
Ah, yes, dear friends, and praise that man Bob and his great harmonicas. This is Hour of Slack, number 1059. This is one of those shows that we've been really busy, and I gotta admit, I just threw it together. And often, those are the best. There's a lot of Fernandinandi Lee Murr, which we have already just heard, and a lot of Reverend Norrell Preff's cut-ups, those two cut-ups. There's some recordings from the Starwood Festival of 2005, and I think Winter Star of this year, and a little bit of Radio Synesthesia, but mostly, and some Puzzling Evidence radio show from KPFA in San Francisco. Praise Bob. And also we have a little bit of music from an ancient Subgenius album called The Hairs in Bob's Ears. And I think we'll start off with this song called Slack Talk by Cud.
Would you like some beer?
Well, I had planned to wait until the morning, but if you insist.
Here you are.
The most significant proposed national legislation is Representative Rush Holt, a Democrat from New Jersey. Is voter confidence in
you work for Satan, right?
Accessibility
here, take,
Act.
Dan, as
Bill
we like
H.R. 550 would require the use of voter verified paper records.
Take these pills, though.
Would also prohibit the
use
of
now go out that door and dance like a chicken.
Software, flatware, and tableware, and wireless communication devices used in today's high-tech Republican hacked voting system.
What was that?
Working for Satan again?
What?
What?
Working
for Satan?
Satan?
No.
Yeah, what happened is you've invoked the spirit of Aunt Bertha, who will always be around. If Satan is around, she's right behind him with a rolling pin running after him.
When you play with Satan, you play with fire.
Hey, shut up, you old pig.
Oh, Billy, how can you say that? It makes Jesus' heart weep tears of
Grandma's
blood.
Grandma's slow and can't get up when he can't get
Jesus
up.
Jesus' heart. I ripped Jesus' heart
it
out.
It was only a harmless
chest.
Seance, you say. A fun game at the Ouija board.
That's what it starts as, just a fun Ouija board game, and then all of a sudden, somebody
Jimmy
loses an eye.
And Billy, thousands of people
puzzling,
innocently played with occult fire, having no idea how badly they can
hey, wait, I had to work hard for that eye.
Yeah, 9 months of preparation.
Now, I want you to sit down on the porch and learn the multiplication table while I rummage through my reticule for those...
One Jesus loves you, two Jesus loves you, three Jesus loves you, four Jesus loves you, five Jesus loves you.
Help me, Jesus. Help me saw through this wooden leg, Jesus. Help me.
Help me, Jesus. I got a leg. My leg, I got to burn it because it's not on fire.
My pedal
and you
got to
saw this leg right off, Jesus.
Suffering
saw
a state
the
of
leg.
Combustion.
Saw the leg, Jesus.
Someone give
hey, this
me
sounds
assistance.
Like geek love.
Jesus is sawing assistance right now. He's sawing logs. He's Jesus, get up off the couch.
Witch doctors use all kinds of material substances, such
that
as
Jesus
feathers,
can snore
dry hair,
the
manure, bones, skin, and they're put in containers and worn about the neck. Demons will
he's
come.
He's farting
when
like
that
crazy.
Evil demons squirming and sliming with their forked tail and their horns and their, you know, all that stuff.
Jesus
it's all real.
An act of sabotage.
Ready, Roger?
Yeah.
Stand by.
Right.
The cadets with the animals back.
What's happening?
Back right. Gonna hit him.
That's
a huge hole.
Transcendent is the word I'm looking for. Yes.
I'm going to make you a proposition. You'll be fed, clothed, and housed. A show to gratify your curiosity. Ladies and gentlemen, look at Baltimore, the eighth wonder of the world.
Okay, we do have to go with the first one we heard, which was a letter that was called. Sorry.
Connie.
Congratulations, Connie. You're a winner. You have 24 hours from now to claim your incredible creamery. Connie, experience Ireland, Connie. You're a winner.
Yeah. 4,550. No, we're not sending you there. We're sending you to this beautiful dead kelp beach. Yeah, you're welcome. Spin, Connie. Whoop. Well, you got a bankrupt, so we're paying no attention to what you're saying either. Sorry.
And oh, sorry. Sorry, Connie. Friends, that was a little cut up there by Reverend Maynard Brainerd. Before that, we heard lots of cut-ups by Fernand and Andy Lemur and some show from Puzzling Evidence at KPFA Berkeley with Dr. Howell and Dr. Philo Drummond going on there about Aunt Bertha versus Jesus. A little bit more of that coming up. I wanted to mention, however, that there is a new Subgenius magazine out. I wanted to do a quick review. It's from the Quijibo Adult Library. Actually, you could say this was the 30th issue of Quijibo, the great Subgenius zine, an actual printed zine. Although this issue, which came out just for X Day, it was a 9 X Day memorial issue. This has the title of The Southpaw Self-Pleasurer. Now, Princess Wee, settle down there. Editor Chris Lee put this thing together with the help of the other Quijibians, Michael Darkangel and so forth. And it has a preview of our new book, The Bibliographon. It had page 3 girl is always featured in... this issue, the page 3 girl, is Priestess Pisces, who got a lot of attention on Hour of Slack number 1057.
And rightfully so.
There was this one spoil sport who just thought she was terrible because she wasn't exactly on
on key, I guess, sometimes with the musicians who were, they were all guessing each other's key, considering that they were improvising. It was great. Anyway, friends, there's some news about the devotionals, X-Day eyewitness materials here, a lot of photos. And for people who are interested in the behind the scenes, not just the dogma of the Subgenius Church, which is described in our books and online, but this is more like the gossip mag. And there's even some poetry in here. Poetry about X-Day by Reverend Magdalene. Reverend Magdalene, by the way, is in financial straits, and you might want to look at the information on subgenius.com about Reverend Magdalene's ongoing custody case problems. If you look at the news part, or my old news blog thing. Anyway, let's enough. I should give the address, I suppose, if one needed to get more information about the South.
How would I get one if I
South
wanted to get
Paw
one of those, Reverend Stang?
Pleasure. You would be to check out Quijibo Cartel at, this is a short address, 18 West Main, Greenfield, Indiana. That's 18 West Main, Greenfield, Indiana. I've been there, and the zip is 46140. That is the address, friends, of one of the coolest Subgenius bachelor pads that I've ever been. It has its own brewery and the world's largest collection of Simpsons toys and memorabilia. Just close your eyes and imagine being in the coolest geek out bachelor pad you can imagine. That's the Quijibo Cartel clinch there in beautiful Greenfield, Indiana. Oh, yes. Well, anyway, back to... did you have anything to add about that, Princess?
I think you really covered it very, very well, Reverend Stang.
Friends, we're still recovering from Starwood and the big pagan festival that happens around here, and also X-Day. We'll have more X-Day shows coming up, but we thought we'd take a break with this particular divine madness. Yes, I said.
Yes.
I said, yes.
You know, Robert Fulton has a weird Bible.
Yeah.
You
ever
notice? It's kind of a weird looking Bible.
Yeah, it's got the zipper around it.
Yeah, but all the pages.
And apparently he's editing it.
Yeah.
Like, he's been through, like, the process of editing the Bible, like, since his show started.
Bob's Bible.
Let me say right here that it is even dangerous
to ask
a Holy Spirit-filled person to prophesy over you.
It is?
For this reduces the gifts of the Spirit into private fortune-telling. Oh, and however sincere the child of God may be, they may attract to themselves another spirit if they disobey God in the proper use of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
I want to show you the way.
Comes a trainload of the Holy Spirit into our giant depot and
holy alliances.
The elders of Moab and Midian approached Balaam with the reward of the divination.
A likely story.
That can be found in Numbers 22. Chapter 22.
Wasn't
verse 7.
Balaam the prophet who spoke with his ass?
Balaam's ass was the most prolific of all speaking asses.
The Lord allowed the ass
and he
of
passed
Balaam
his
to
gas,
speak.
As it were. They were not interested in the pure
in the same
word
way
prophecy.
That little big man's horse spoke to him on the morning of the Custer Massacre.
They had to prophesy.
The
anti-massacre
by Arlo Guthrie?
No, this was the Washita River massacre of the Indians by the 7th Cavalry under General Custer.
Hello, what? Yeah.
Well, this fellow said that his horse turned around and spoke to him and said, "Get the hell out of here." And he rode out.
Oh,
and he was not massacred with the rest.
That horse got wise at the right moment.
Well, if it happens to the Christian Balaam and his ass, why can't it happen to an engine with his gods and a horse, huh?
Yeah, why not?
That's what I want to know.
Why not an African Yoruba cult?
Jesus
that is not
the one true Lord.
That's not the only incident of animals talking to people in times of stress.
Enemy.
During World War I, there was a similar incident.
Power of the devil.
Where animals spoke to soldiers before a barrage.
Yeah.
But why go into it? Let's just say that Fido, sitting by the doggy door, is smarter than you think.
Did you say Philo was sitting by the doggy door?
Fido, not Philo. Philo means love, but Fido means faithfulness.
Sometimes I wonder if all this electronic equipment doesn't, like, cause our humanity to deteriorate. Yeah, it is too late, but I mean, you know, it's still something to wonder about. Not that I'm going to quit, but, you know, it does make you think, well, maybe I should go out and take a walk. I remember trees. It's actually, dirt and trees are psychedelic enough. If you've either developed this proto-awareness or if you've killed enough brain cells. Either one. Hardly any difference, really, at that level.
Give thanks to Bob, our eternal hope, and praise be to Irwin, New Jersey's Pope. We're fickle and free, and we don't make no fuss at the Church of the Subgenius. Bob, hear our plea, we beseech thee. Help us be free from normalcy. We're dumb, devoted, and don't talk back. Please give us an hour of slack.
J.R. Bob Dobbs never fails. He's the living slack master of mystic sails. All you conspiracy dupes, just you wait till July the 5th. 1998.
Invaders will come from Planet X, bringing gifts of money, time control, and great sex. And a new age will dawn, and we'll never look back. We'll be busy enjoying a slack.
Everybody now!
Bob, hear our plea, we beseech thee. Help us be free from normalcy. We're dumb, devoted, and don't talk back. Please give us an hour of slack. He's the bridge between heaven and earth and hell. He's the patron saint of sales.
Yeah, he's doing well.
Media cretins and normals and pinks, beware. The slack master sells everywhere.
Give thanks to Bob.
Give thanks to Bob, our eternal hope.
Praise
and
me to Owen.
Praise me to Owen, New Jersey's Pope.
We're fickle
and free, and we don't make no fuss at the Church of the Subgenius.
Everybody now.
Give thanks to Bob, our eternal hope. And praise me to Owen. Jersey's boat. We're fickle and free, and we don't make no fuss at the Church of the Subgenius. Give thanks to Bob, our eternal hope, and praise be to
yes, dear friends, Reverend Tony Brower. I wonder whatever happened to those Brits of the ancient days. Reverend Tony Brower from Hairs in Bob's Ears. Ah, yes, yes, yes. And now Nora Brown.
every day more enjoyable. Make every day more enjoyable. To make every day refreshing, delicious, lively, and long-lasting, make every day full-bodied, healthful, refreshing, and delicious.
Dysfunctional homes. Loss of dysfunctional homes. Loss of our dysfunctional homes. But let me give you a hypothetical example. But let me below you, coming down, and you feel the earth shake. And you see the body parts vibrating, caverns open up and body parts open up.
What's going on here, brother?
I don't mind, actually. Idiot. Yeah, Alfred E. Newell.
I'll be back.
Typical subgenius behavior is defined as anything other than typical subgenius behavior. Pinkness, normality, however, reveals itself like a scorpion under a black light. Whereas subgenius genes tend to remain hidden. They have to remain hidden because of centuries of oppression. Real oppression by real normals. And there are those subgeniuses who could, number one, acknowledge that they are an endangered species, and number two, recognize that discretion is the better part of valor. And hiding is smart. And the ones who didn't hide their subgenitals simply were killed or died. And my subgenius friends out here, you do not have to be on all the time. You do not have to be a weirdo and expressing your abnormality every minute. In fact, the ones that are doing that may not be subgeniuses at all. You have to get into the upper secret hierarchy where we have the good drugs. You have to be able to shut up. You don't have to be able to talk real good, Bob. You have to be able to shut up and do the non-glamorous stuff. Not as an act of submission to the chosen ones like me, who would really appreciate it anyway, but as proof that when the hammer comes down, you won't blab. Like the subgenius who wants to be weird and do like be a good proud subgenius or pagan or whatever and goes up to the cop and goes, "Officer, I'm in a mail order mind control sex UFO cult. Would you like to smoke some Tibetan habafrop zippy-lops with me?" Well, that officer might be a fellow subgenius, but he'll probably arrest you anyway to protect the church.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. Well, a majority of the doctors we heard from had this to say.
Have a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette. A real cigarette. A real cigarette.
Ever have some monkeys?
Yeah?
I did.
That's right.
Pardon me.
What is it, please?
There was a dead monkey.
Thank you. So long.
Yeah, thanks.
Are we, then, but parasites on the skin of the overmind? Is the human race a virus? A lot of people think maybe we should just quit reproducing this. The human race is an infestation of the planet Earth. Well, will our host soon be dipped? That is exactly what we think is coming. But I have hope, friends, along with the sacred hate of the church. I don't trust the conspiracy or the conspiracy theorists. I only trust Bob and his revealed truth, no matter how stupid it is. If you see a red light and Bob says it's green, floor it, man. Don't trust yourself. Trust Bob. Now, the way we've dealt with this political problem, you know, we really don't want to, we want the Republicans' money, too. It's that simple. They, as Bob said, they may be pink, but their money is green. Actually, L. Ron Hubbard said that to Bob, but Bob took credit for it. Bob hates the silly pink scissors. But what Bob created was a political party, so to speak, called Patriopsychotic Anarcho-Materialism, which is summed up in that every yard is a kingdom, every child and dog a serf, every checkbook a queendom. And the idea is that you rise above the conspiracy's news. That's one thing you can do is quit watching the news. But you inflate, rise up, blow yourself up, and float high above the middle of the road so you can look down on all of them and see how silly they all look. If you study chimpanzees or teach kindergarten for a week, suddenly politics will all make sense.
Hello?
Now here's something of interest to everybody. Remember, sparkling white teeth help keep your tingling teeth white, too.
I'm glad you called.
Shut up.
The national media, you know, they talk a lot on people who have been aborted, on people who have been aborted.
Maybe, but we don't know what
abortion disproportionate.
I would not argue for the pro-life position because you don't know. I mean, because you freaking don't know. I mean, it freaking don't know. Well. There's just too much that you don't know. Abort every black baby in this country. Abort every black baby and morally reprehensible. Tricky. Abort
the national media.
It stares straight into my face. It smothers me with its ugliness. It blinds my hope with mace. Becomes more and more evident. My will to resist does erode. Patient.
pristine illusions. Leave them tarnished, stale,
and dull.
I know the arguments are good and long, showing how all that I do is wrong. I want to put them out of my mind, for I know what I will find.
Little Theodore, dear friends, the great Little Theodore. And let me spell his name so that you can check out littletheodore.com or possibly email him for information if you want to. littletheodore@yahoo.com. Little is spelled like you would think, but Theodore is spelled F as in Frankenstein, Y-O-D-O-R, as if it could be pronounced Fyodor.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Shh, shh, wait a minute, it's your father. Now,
happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Papa.
This may surprise you, but, well, I can't even offer you a cigar.
You can't fool me.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Betsy. I forgot.
Snivisniskus 3515 is the number to call. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, was there any SRL events?
SRL events?
At the Burning Man that you attended?
SRL.
The Survival Research Laboratory.
Right, right on.
Oh, it's all one giant SLR show.
Anything special you want to share with us?
The SNLs, too, also. The banking, the great banking scandal people are out there.
Yeah, I used to work for a very honest SNL.
The SS.
The SSNL.
It's a great gathering place of all sorts of performance artists.
So any...
art cars. And
anything you witnessed while you were there?
Anything I was thirsting in the desert, and angels drove up in an angelic Volkswagen made of clouds, and they climbed out. They were beautiful girl angels, and they gave me water and Sucor.
Can you drink it?
And then they drove on. They were angels, man. It was God. I never had that happen at Mardi Gras.
Okay, back to the SRL. So any jet plane incidents or jet engine... Hello?
Hello?
Actually, there's a cool... The one year they had a cool crashed plane set. You could sit in the haunted passenger seats of this crashed plane in the middle of the desert. And the Rangers couldn't see you in there, see? So,
anyway.
Popular spot.
We're going to take another call here.
Haunted crashed planes and Burning Man.
You're on the air.
Will you play any sound? Anything?
Nope. I won't play your voice. That's where I draw the line.
There's a loop. Will you play any sound? Just take that as a loop.
Will you play any sound? Will you play any sound? Will you play any sound?
I draw the line at that guy's voice.
Make a new German techno hit out of that line.
Will you play any sound? Will you play any sound? Will you play any sound?
I'm going to get off the line myself, because you probably should play some sound.
Yeah, I should probably play something.
Harry.
Yeah.
I'll never talk about it again. We are old. You're going to look. Come back and be so nice. I'm going with you. No, it's hard to leave. My mom is worried. No.
Please.
No. Never, Harry.
So?
Hey, what's the matter with you punks? Wait a minute. Hey, what street is this?
4th Street!
Thank you.
I believe you pointed out quite properly that the only raping in that entire issue...
The only people that get raped in that entire issue are humans. So what's the big deal? I mean, that's like... It's not like having your way with a bowl of lime jello.
But just don't forget that we did have...
Right. Yeah. So the
fact that we're defending it is just purely academic.
It's all moot. Right.
It's a moot point.
That's right. But
just academicians.
It's
kind of like verbal masturbation. It's a lot like verbal masturbation.
It's what freedom. It's freedom of spout, and we have a basic freedom to spout in the United States.
That's right.
As we have a basic
it's
freedom
in the
to
Bill
squirt
of Rights.
Or ooze.
Look it up. A woman can make a choice.
Look it up.
And subgeniuses can spout.
Get your dictionary out, turn to the O's, look up O's.
There you go. Dr. Drummond is perusing the huge studio here at...
It's unbelievable! He's looking for frop is what he's doing.
Unbelievable! You won't find any here.
I'd know that look in his eyes anywhere.
One time I found some frop here. It's underneath this can right here. Oh, well, they found it. Another time, I was looking right here underneath this CD cover. Nope. And now, I shall return to my chair.
He's
back in his chair now. Well, dear friends.
Ah!
Dr. Drummond.
Ah, yes. How was that? Dr. Drummond.
It was like the void of Moab.
Were you linked to the 80 million tribes of the blood of the Lamb of Moab?
Yes, I was spiritually and psychically linked through the
Did you forthwith ether, launch that especial head?
That especialine, the head especialine.
Was it coated with especialine before you launched
it? Coated with Vaseline.
And
to
you
give it that quick lift off.
Well, I don't know
it's
about
so
you, but
deserved.
I use especialine.
Should I answer this line? Go right ahead. Okay,
we have another call. Hopefully they're calling to apply for the
three free eternal salvation certificates we have to offer you tonight.
Tonight only.
Here on KNON. Tonight only.
Or
just
whatever
call us
station
here
at you're KNON. Listening to.
Or if you don't happen to be listening to KNON, if you happen to be watching television instead of this, if you happen to be driving in your car and you don't have a radio, then please stop.
Of the Church of the Wretched Excess. Does that have to do with... That doesn't have anything to do with retching, does it?
Good. Could well.
I hate to retch. If you've ever done it, it's really...
It's sort of like squirting upside down.
It's kind of you a know. Shakespearean retching, he said. I feel that way sometimes myself. Kind of retching.
It's the hour of slack. We listen
I can
to
understand why
one
retching
side of the phone
was derived. You know, retching was derived from wretched, right?
So anyway, okay. The fourth now, caller will receive... Free at no additional charge, the Bleeding Head of Arnold Palmer Disco Soccer Kit, the Certificate of Absolution from the Church of the Sub Genius.
This caller makes an excellent point: is that that redneck, jello-headed, limey bleep. I guess can we say bastard? Sure, we can say bastard on
sure.
the phone.
In any
that redneck, low liming, limey bastard, low liming. Yeah, he's not even a full blown limey. And what did you say? What was your excellent point?
He has no yet to send DNA or RNA coursing
Hello
to his
Kitty
system
in
at all.
His heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry right here on the air. Somebody who doesn't have Hello Kitty in his heart. I don't know if I can go on. I don't know if I can go on.
Okay.
That was an excellent point, though.
I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
Thanks for your excellent point. And
we have another
call. Talk to you later. Bye.
That's right, dear friend.
And Sterno will take this call. Unfortunately, we can't tap the phone callers in. Most of them are so foul-mouthed that it would be against the law to have them tapped in.
That's
so.
Why we don't take our callers.
But some of them have some grain of humanity. And,
they do.
Not humanity. Not in the negative sense. Only in the philosophical sense.
Yes.
And we wouldn't like to imply that any of our listeners were human.
Nor should it be inferred.
That's right. Or implicated.
So, Dr. Drummond?
Yes, sir.
You would know better than any man here. What was Dobbs like before his immaculation? We had a caller ask me that last week, and I, not knowing you were going to be here.
Well, like in what context? What was he like? I mean, that's a fairly broad topic. He was like a man, and yet like a bear, or a bear slapping fish in a stream.
So that was Dog.
In the winter, or in the summer, he was sort of a man for all seasons, a bear for all seasons. And but that's a fairly. Philosophical bent on what Dobbs was like.
Not any like. Limey interpreter.
Another comment on the limey interpreter.
That he can put his lips on her buttocks.
Okay.
She
make
gives him permission
smooching
to do that,
sounds
and
make smacking smooching sounds.
While the entire Church of the Subgenius hierarchy stands around,
gawking and laughing, and pointing
with
fingers,
DB prairie squids,
gawking uproariously.
Pointing their fingers at
that English dirt. Well, he's got a lot of gall sending that letter in this company, this country.
Yeah.
This company.
We were hoping at this
company of countries.
This grand merry band.
That was Karen, who lives in Dallas, and Karen says that he can plant his limey lips right on her butt for sending us that despicable, childish, puerile, adolescent. Pointless letters.
But I hope that he wipes his lips off since that lime juice may stain a little on those.
I was hoping that with you here, Dr. Drummond, we could talk about a certain amount of butt kissing. Because there's no. That is one of the most requested cuts that we play on this.
Then a normal butt kissing.
Yep.
It's a very difficult art to master. One that I've spent years and years to find just the exact distance that's the approved distance that would allow you to manifest that butt-kissing viewpoint, which is so strongly required.
We have a caller here who's made a good point.
Oh, he's,
well, we'll interrupt this diatribe for another comment on the Limey Bastard.
That the Limey Bastard, he's already paid his $20 for salvation, is receiving the material. Our caller wants to know what the cost will be so that we won't send him any more material.
We'll save money. Just think. Think of what a wonderful thing
he's done.
It's not
just money.
Now.
I mean, it's the cost.
It's
the cost
postage
of his slack.
And
so we put a little bit more slack back in the cosmic slack pool. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's we gave it to him, he rejected it, and so now he's taunting us. Instead of giving us the benefit of the doubt and realizing up front that there was no possible way in heck that we would ever publish such a horrible infantile, that's the word I'm looking for, or puerile, horrible adolescent, sexually fantastic, whatever those other things you did. We wouldn't be doing those. The bestial. That's one of
the bestial
like
damn magazine I've ever seen.
It's the best you'll get around here. Oh, yeah. And I'll tell you.
That's the Poebuck.
That's the Poebucker coming out in me because, you know, I am an ascended Poebucker. And that would should give all you Poebuckers heart that even you too could possibly become an overman from your lowly status of Poebuckerdom. Inside the foot of every Poebucker beats the gland of a subgenius. Only waiting to be
that radiating massage. Overman aura there, Philo. It's burning me.
Oh, yeah. It's a.
Oh, thanks,
Dr.
Drummond.
Yeah, anybody got any aspirin? A beer?
A pill?
We're looking for pills all the way
up. How much is a bucket of pills in Dallas, man? They're pretty high in Little Rock.
Well, if you get the kind that have the stuff inside, it's a little bit more than the kind that don't have anything inside.
Well, the claw-legged ball-peen anti-bathtub is full of pills that used to sell down on Greenville Avenue, I believe.
Yeah.
I like the burlap sack.
They were cheap several years ago.
On the north side of the south part of the East End there. It's kind of on the back side of the west side of the grocery store. They closed it down now because it got kind of out of hand. Especially when they started pushing those wigs.
You know who came in to buy the wigs?
Those insidious gasket wigs. Hiding down like a little man. They're going to go crawl.
Look out!
I got it. I killed it. Killed it with my breath. That's why I don't brush my teeth. A lot of people have asked me, Philo, why don't you brush your teeth? It's those wigs. You know, I mean, you never know. They're going to come crawling across a floor, a desk, or whatever, and you've got this built-in power that you can utilize, and it works, and there's living dead proof of it right there.
It's living dead proof. Slack work. There's a pool of it right there in my ear.
Just don't inhale.
You'd like that.
If you were like Bill Clinton, you won't inhale.
It's like you're receiving something.
I never inhale.
Slack work, vomit.
I don't even inhale when I
bottle
breathe.
Some up. Certified pure by the Church of the Subgenius. Just send $12.95, Post Office Box 140306, Dallas.
People
Texas,
tell me, how's it going?
75214.
Yeah. I said, what? How's what going? What is it? You know, what is the it? People say, how you doing? Well, I never really thought about how I did it. How am I doing it? You know, I just did it. It just came kind of natural.
Lightning erupted. Dobbstown shut down for a weekend when Philo did it. Let me tell you a little bit about what happens when Philo does it.
People say, Philo, how are you?
Flee by the millions when Philo does it. Vinyl melts by the ton when Philo does it.
People said,
speakers crackle. Old women's beehives
checked out.
Melt.
Checked out. You just left.
Grocery stores.
Cut out. You hit
the
road. You just beat
feet. Grocery stores.
You just packed it on down the highway.
Overnight when
you
Philo
packed it up,
it.
Rolled it down, and shoved it on down the road. Rolling along.
Kitten Natividad squirmed. Philo does it.
Yeah, new little kitty. Yeah, I called her kitty, and she just knocked a pee wadding out of me one time. Now, as we go back to the phone, we find that we have a caller who's ready to play.
She'd like to play.
She'd like to do Philo.
At all, like Karen.
I can understand it. I like to do Philo.
Oh, we
and
all
I am
like
Philo.
Philo, but it's the hard thing. It's a very hard thing to do, Philo. The right way. I've tried it myself. I've done it. I've done it, and I've been there. And when I got there, I didn't know what the heck was happening. Hey, hello, hello.
And we're speaking literally, friends. So geniuses and teens, this is not innuendo we're spouting. No.
Dear friends, you may be wondering, what the hell was all that? That was old, old, old stuff from the old, old show.
Will you play any sound?
Yeah.
Will you play any sound?
Some eventually.
What will you play that?
Any sound?
Eventually we will. Indeed.
Increase 31% by just 20%.
What house? What wife?
Happy yep.
birthday, Joe.
Yes, friends, what we were hearing there was from the old, old, old hour slack in the olden days on the KNON station in Dallas. Apparently that was some weekend when I was out of town and Will O'Dobbs, who handled the phone and the mail order back then, took over as host. And Dr. Philo Drummond and Sterno Keekhaver were around for some reason. And that was a pretty good example of the old doctor talking. Who says the Church of the Subgenius isn't totally relevant to important issues today? If that wasn't it, that wasn't it. And this, friends, is it, the Hour of Slack. If you want more information about the Church of the Subgenius, the religion of which this program is one of the outreaches, you can check out subgenius.com. Or you can write for free information. We'll send you a little booklet and or a catalog or something, maybe. You can write to Hour of Slack at Post Office Box 181-417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Friends, this show has featured a lot of editing by Norrell Pref. You can get more of his at norrellpref.com. That's N-O-R-E-L-P-R-E-F. And other editing, a lot of other editing was by Fernandinande Lemur, the great cut-up of Idaho Springs, Colorado. And so, friends, stay tuned for more and possibly better as Dr. Sinister or somebody
more better
comes in and
more better
takes over. Praise Bob.
What? Why? What house? What house?
Whoops. Rushed. But
what house? What?
Those words need to be out of one's now.
What?
One's now.
Increase 20% by just 31%.
Hey, toss the phone. I want to order a pizza.
Your height?
Yeah?
Your height 24 hours a day.
Nice.
All the time.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, your pork chop's done. Sit down. I'll tell you about it. Yeah, I got 6 pork chops.
That's funny.
Oh, 7 pork chops.
Hey, where's that pork chop? That's what I came up here to look at.
Yeah, back there on the bench. Yeah.
Well, I'll have a look at it. Well, I'm just going to look at it.
Boy.
Funny about that. Pork chop.
Okay, here goes the doorbell. Better begin to look shy.
Shut up.
What?
Nothing.
Not the greatest show on earth.
Will you play any sound? Will you play any sound? Will you play any sound?